22nd program.
We would like to tell you that Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy print shop conveniently located in the University Cohen Center on the CMU campus. Services provided include black and white and color copies, single and double-sided copying, assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, as well as large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, tape binding, thermal binding, collating, comb binding, and coil binding, as well as being an authorized ship and drop off site for UPS shipping. For more information, visit their website at www.cmu.edu/tartaninc or call 412-268-4828. For more information on underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org.
What's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music?
2 hours.
Yes, 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues on WRCT Pittsburgh. For guidance through the universe of vibrations, we will be your shepherds. Sango, Thursdays at 7 p.m. WRCT Pittsburgh. Well, you heard. Well, right now you're hearing Duke Ellington. Before that, you heard Duke Ellington with My Little Brown Book. We're basically just playing songs off of the Duke Ellington and John Coltrane album. Before that was Teenage Fan Club with Everything Flows, Devo, Gates of Steel, Swirlies, San Cristobal de las Casas, Dwight Twilley Band, Trying to Find My Baby, Phil Seymour, Looking for the Magic. And then we had a bunch of Ozzy songs. We had Flying High Again, Ozzy Osbourne, then Snowblind, Sabbath, War Pigs, The Wizard, Electric Funeral, Children of the Grave. R.I.P. to Ozzy Osbourne.
What can we say? What can we even begin to say?
I was watching best of compilation videos of the Osbournes earlier today. That was pretty fun.
It's crazy. I had this thought today to think that he was like 53, you know, in some of that, like, it was like 20
years. Oh, literally, yeah, he's literally 53. Ago, yeah, 52, like, 53. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's just like, and then went on, like, to for another 25, 20 years.
Yeah. It's kind of amazing. But, I like that little clip of him kissing the Buddha. He walks by, like, a big Buddha.
I don't remember that.
He's like, oh, a Buddha. Leans over, gives a big kiss.
The one I saw today was he's standing in this bedroom doorway looking disheveled as ever, and Sharon's like, what's wrong, dear? And he's like, who's been drinking my bedroom beers? Who's stealing my bedroom beers? And she's like, you are. You drink your bedroom beers. You're the one who steals your bedroom beers. And then he just goes,
There's another really good one where he's just like in the background of a shop, like focusing on like Sharon and Jack or something. And he's like, you see him like in the doorway, and he like sits on this chair, and it just like falls backwards. It just like crashes onto the floor.
Remember when he like flipped his ATV over or whatever and he broke his neck or something.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
he's in the neck brace. Like, oh, that was, like, gosh. Scary, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God, like, is he going to come back from this? And he did. But there's also a video of him, you know, in his, I don't know, in the last third of his life or something where he was, like, showing, like, the synth in the beginning of Mr. Crowley. And he's, like, you know, he gets on, like, a musical instrument and he seems sharp and stuff. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah.
People with Parkinson's, like, remember songs. Like, I don't know, you put him on that keyboard and he seemed pretty lucid. So.
Yeah, totally.
There's still a lot going on in there.
Definitely. But, yeah.
But we love him.
Bummer.
Many amazing albums. Truly a one-of-a-kind figure.
Yeah, like, in terms of, yeah, it might be the only genre, really, where there's, like, one guy that's, like, the guy that people think of.
The undisputed king.
The undisputed prince, really. Yeah, you know, you're just, like, yeah, I don't know if there's any other genre that literally just has, like, one guy.
Right, like,
that's, like, the guy. I don't know
what. Well, we're playing John Coltrane bebop.
You put out a Family Feud, 100 people poll. Yeah, they'll be throwing other names out there.
Show me Ornette Coleman. You know,
three.
Or wait, no, it'd be like. Well, yeah, there'd be some. You know, but show me Dave Mustaine. You know, I don't know. Like, even in
it would be Ozzy gets 97.
Right. And, like, but, like, yeah, and it was just so early that it's like, who else? Yeah.
Yep.
Undisputed.
Pretty cool. Well, on that note, we're going to go out on Supernaut off of Volume 4. So, RIP to Ozzy Osbourne. And we will be back.
And RIP to Malcolm Jamal Warner from The Cosby Show.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Yes.
He played bass. So, I don't know. You just feel bad for these people who play second fiddle to a bigger death.
Well, I saw Sharon Stone.
Died? Had, or, oh, what? Wait.
I put him on her story before.
Oh, really?
Before Ozzy passed.
Okay. Sharon Stone, she grew up where I did, or maybe she went to college there or something, but she has a connection to Erie, Pennsylvania.
Did I say Sharon Stone?
Wait, Sharon Osbourne?
I meant Sharon Osbourne.
With Malcolm Jamal Warner before?
Yes.
Oh.
Wait, I think, wait. All right. Sorry, we're just going to talk over this song. I'm going to pull it up. Bit of a Farrah Fawcett, Michael Jackson situation. The story is gone. Yes. But I'm 99% sure that I'm
Sharon posted about Malcolm Jamal Warner before her husband.
Yes. Well, all right. Well,
when your husband dies, you don't run to social media, but if a celebrity dies, you run to social media.
Oh yeah.
That's my excuse for her. I've also heard that she's horrible, so, you know.
We should really be letting this song talk for itself.
instead of dissing the deceased's wife.
But I did have this thought of, like... Actually, it's too... I can't say this on air. But next week, remind me, and I'll talk about it then.
Okay.
We're too close
to
the event. But next week, I have a thought I need to get off my chest. It's related to public celebrity death mourning.
Okay.
And
I'm open to it because I think people go a little overboard.
Yes.
But maybe that you have something completely different to say, but that's
It's in the world. It's okay. Not about frequency or going overboard, but it is about something that we'll talk about next week.
At the end of the day, if you're broken up, you and Eyes' lives will not change now that Ozzy is dead. there are far more pressing issues. The music is still there. He wasn't coming out with good new albums. The music did not go with him, so take comfort in that. There's probably a listener who's inconsolable right now.
That would be an interesting world, though, where the music does go out with you.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Boop, delete. All gone.
Actually, at midnight tonight.
All right, you're going to hear 50 seconds of this song without us talking.
Oops,
now.
Sorry.
All right, bye. We'll see you next week.
Sorry.
It again.
easily broken and built to crack. Beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed my gun. I took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joint, taking a pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her down, cause she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. Carcass in that county jail. The next morning, about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. He kind of coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, to the district court. Into the courtroom, my trial began, where I was held by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started, that dirty judge commenced to look about. Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge smiled as as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom State Pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be. Sue it!
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Reach the
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wr...
On over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruising the Decades, Brad Savage. Brad Savage.
Here, let's listen to some crazy records together from my extensive record collection. Welcome aboard for Cruising the Decades, over a full century in recorded song. And I'm Brad Savage. This is episode number 155. And on today's show, Born to Run at 50, an outtake from The Boss that was never released until now. Plus, Dinah Washington and the push for civil rights in the late 1940s. We'll have a live acoustic in-studio performance from an upcoming UK duo known as Good Neighbors. And Atlantic Records in the early days, one of the original indie labels, will bring you a Ray Charles hit from circa 1955. Cruisin' the Decades begins over a century ago. Is this guy the original Weird Al? Well, he had some silly songs and funny songs. He was a British music hall entertainer, active in the early 20th century, an artist by the name of Jack Sharman. Now, he has a lot of recorded tracks in early popular music, but this one has particularly grabbed my attention. I just came across this recording recently. It is by Jack Sharman. It's called The Wibbly Wobbly Walk. From 1912. This is so English. This is such classic British music hall. Let's begin Cruising the Decades.
Have you ever heard about the Wibbly Wobbly Walk? Well, just in case you've not, I'll send you on the spot. The Wibbly Wobbly Walk is only just another way of saying that the boys are out upon a holiday. You'll notice half a dozen fellows when they're on the spree, in half a dozen minutes. They are full of theology, and they all walk the wibbly wobbly walk, all talk the wibbly wobbly talk, all wear wibbly wobbly ties and wink at all the pretty girls with wibbly wobbly eyes. Oh, they all smile the wibbly wobbly smile when the day is dawning, and all through the wibbly wobbly walk they get a wibbly wobbly feeling in the morning. On a pleasure steamer you will see a merry crowd. The scene is bright and gay. The band begins to play. But if the wind begins to blow, they get an awful fright. They can't get back to port, so have to stop out all the night. And then the nuts who started out all singing out evo begin to wish they stopped on shore, and up and down they go. But they all walk the wibbly wobbly walk, all talk the wibbly wobbly talk, all wear wibbly wobbly ties and wink at all the pretty girls with wibbly wobbly eyes. Oh, they all smile the wibbly wobbly smile when the day is dawning, and all through the wibbly wobbly walk they get a wibbly wobbly feeling in the morning. At a seaside health resort you see some gay old dogs who once were fond of sport and knew the taste of port. Their feet are tied in bundles and you know without a doubt their virtues are rewarded with a bad attack of gout. The band is playing on the pier, but they don't care a jot. They know it's quite impossible to do the turkey trot. So they all walk the wibbly wobbly walk, all talk the wibbly wobbly talk, all wear wibbly wobbly ties and wink at all the pretty girls with wibbly wobbly eyes. Oh, they all smile the wibbly wobbly smile when the day is dawning, and all through the wibbly wobbly walk they get a wibbly wobbly feeling in the morning, and they all walk the wibbly wobbly walk. You ought to see them. They know very well they can't do the grizzly bear and the turkey trot. Someone comes along and he says, "Hey, what do you got in that bundle?" You say, "Gout." He says, "Get out." See it? I've got a wibbly wobbly laugh, haven't I? Dawning, and all through the wibbly wobbly walk they get a wibbly wobbly feeling in the morning.
This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music history, from Akron, Ohio, USA, to the world, via high-powered shortwave, Radio Miami International, and the 500-kilowatt blowtorch world band signal of WBCQ, the planet, in Monticello, Maine. And heard on the top independent community and music radio stations in the world. Music from the lifelong record collection of Brad Savage, hand-picked song by song. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Whenever I'm with you,